Good morning, the Exotic Vet. This is Kiri speaking.
Hi, this is Kay that did have Tommy until a few weeks ago.
Oh, yes, Kay.
Yeah.
How are you both going?
Oh, my sweet boy, I miss him very much.
Yeah.
Got the car, but it was very...
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Yep. Unrelated to that, I was wondering if you guys would consider seeing a wild friend that we've... suddenly been bestowed, who does not seem very well.
Okay, as in a wildlife or as in a new pet?
It's a wild blue tongue. He's clearly not, there's something wrong with him, but we can't quite figure out what it is.
Mm-hmm.
We've had him for about 3 days in Tommy's old box now. He's like licking up a little bit of food and stuff, but he really doesn't want to move. He is capable of moving. Like when I touch his little legs, he'll, you know, try and flick me away.
Okay. Yeah.
Very tiny.
Okay, sure. Like we do take in wildlife all the time. Like what are you wanting it as wildlife or are you looking, obviously not taking it on as a pet or anything like that?
I'm hoping he can become well enough to continue being a wildlife guy.
Yeah.
I don't quite feel ready for another little bit too
definitely.
Soon, but
yeah.
If that is the way the cards align, then I guess I will pet him if required.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, it's technically not allowed, but what we generally do like is for wildlife, we just get you to admit it as wildlife. We get a form filled out just so we know where it's come from, and then it's up to the vet's discretion as to what happens with this little one. Like if he's got moving issues and things like that, they potentially would do an x-ray just to see if there's any fractures or anything.
Yeah,
that's,
exactly. We're not quite sure. He might be sick. He might have been run over with a wheelie bin, but we don't think so. We think there's a whole story here, but the timeline just like, I don't know about fate or anything, but like, all right, he's just appeared at this time. I can't ignore him.
Certainly. Yeah, okay. Well, we can definitely take him in as wildlife. Be aware, obviously, if he's unrehabilitatable, he will be euthanized. If there's things that we can't do to help him.
Completely understand.
Can be rehabilitated, we generally get them to go to a reptile carer, and then they release. We give the details where he was found, and they will release.
Okay.
If you want to do it that way, then, definitely you can drop him in. Any local vet surgery will see wildlife. Wildlife as well, but we can definitely take it in for you if you're here.
Cool, dope. Would I be able to like drop in and drop him off on like the weekend or something?
Preferably a weekday is better, mainly because of the fact that over the weekend we don't have anyone here, and getting carers over the weekend is quite difficult.
Willing to like care him myself if needed. I've got a whole empty enclosure now.
Yep. Obviously, discretion of the vet, what needs to be done. Like, it sounds like he's quite sick as well. And Saturdays, as you would be aware, can get quite crazy here. If he can get down here before Saturday, that would be preferable. If that's not ideal, then first thing Saturday morning, so that we have a chance, if we need to get a carer, we can get a carer.
Cool. I will do my absolute best. It's very unlikely that I'll be able to get down there on a non-weekday. Sorry,
Totally understand. But if you can get down first thing Saturday morning, if that is the case, and just they'll get you to fill out a wildlife form and everything, take it from there.
Cool, shall do.
Okay, not a problem there, Kay. We'll see you then on Saturday.
See you then. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.